bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was authored by Igor Baranchikov, originator of the program Stand Still and to the Glory of Russia. Born in 1961 in the city of Tula, he performed as a trained classical musician in the Tula Philharmonic. In the 1990s, he accepted various high-paying positions which were going to take him from Russia. Then a chance meeting with a priest changed his life. He started reading the Bible and was soon inspired to write various spiritual songs. His program, Stand Still, is designed to reach folks who are having difficulties. Since 1994, this program has been presented to many thousands of prisoners, drug addicts, and teenagers at risk. A text for our devotion from the third chapter of Galatians. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. For about 6 months, our program, Stand Still, has been working in partnership with the Concordia Foundation. The Concordia Foundation is Lutheranauer Ministries' name in Russia. Let me explain how our partnership works. My part of the prison presentation involves a Christian concert, while the Concordia Foundation makes a witness and provides follow-up literature. Together we have made appearances in detention centers and more than 50 prison camps. In all of the regions where our work has been done, prison authorities have been appreciative, welcoming, and approving. They are glad to see the prisoners being given literature which provides comfort and relief. Part of the success of that literature is that it is always placed into the hands of the prisoners immediately after the concert. These men and women value the pamphlets, tracts, and correspondence courses. That is partly because these things are a souvenir, a remembrance of the concert. Mostly, these things are valued because the Holy Spirit uses them to bring people to the Savior. By God's grace, our programs have been used to give a new life to lost men and women behind bars. That new life is nurtured as the Concordia Foundation continues to communicate with these prisoners and help them provide Christ-centered answers to their questions. Now you may wonder if souls are being impacted as I have suggested. All I can say is I wish you could stand alongside me on stage. As we bring the crucified and risen Redeemer to these prisoners, the brightening look on their faces gives a glimpse as to how the Holy Spirit is working. You and I both know that prisons are usually Satan's very fertile fields. But now you should also know the power of Christ and his deeds can reclaim that which Satan thinks he owns. Knowing that, we will keep going to prisons to preach God's word. We do it in hopes that those who already have faith in Christ as their Savior will be strengthened and encouraged, and those who are still coming to the crossroads will be able to hear the Holy Spirit's call. In conclusion, even as I thank the Concordia Foundation and their director Igor Savich, I also wish to thank you for your support of this ministry. Your help has given us many, many letters of appreciation, such as, I thank you for an introduction to Jesus. I would gladly attend a church. I'd go wherever you recommend me to go. I enjoyed the Bible correspondence course greatly. I thank the Almighty and the Concordia Foundation for this. Thank you for your sincere Christian love. Prior to studying the Bible correspondence, I did believe in a God, but I misunderstood the importance of Jesus Christ. Now I know and believe. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks for the Savior whose sacrifice sets the prisoner free. May the Holy Spirit's work accomplish great things wherever the gospel message is proclaimed. This I ask in the Savior's name. Amen.